Welcome all to the Senior Center Search Committee for Derby, Connecticut. It's a special meeting on Monday, November 28th, 2022, at 6 p.m. I would like to have a call to order. Gino DiGiovanni.
Here.
Brian Coppola is here. This is Brian Coppola speaking. Jeff Polis, no longer with us. Jen DeRoche.
Here.
Okay. Bob Maturo.
Here.
Janet Mitzwitz? Okay. Betty Lally?
Here.
Rose Minetto?
Should be, it says Benanto, but it should be Holzer.
It should be Holzer.
It's probably like 50-something years late, I think.
I apologize about that. So, all right, Rose, apologize about that. Won't happen again.
Here.
Rose is here. And Dot?
I'm here.
Okay. So we have quorum with 5 out of 9. Okay.
Seven out of nine.
All right.
And so, also, just for the record, when you say Mr. Polis is no longer with us, he resigned from the task force.
I was told he was no longer with us. Okay, very good.
That's
well,
in a manner of speaking, but
okay,
just for the record.
All right.
Sorry.
So, okay. So, that being said, I'd like to call for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Now I'd like to make way for the public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
I would like to know what the plans were. I see all these things on the back that they came up with from the executive board.
Okay.
It would cost more than $300,000 to do all these things.
I understand, but what, since you're part of the subcommittee,
yes,
what we have to do is we have to wait for the public portion to speak.
Oh.
And then we can talk about that.
I didn't
think
anybody was on there.
You said there was one person?
No, the one person was me because I dialed.
Oh,
okay. I thought there was
okay.
A person.
All right. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anybody from the public wish to speak?
No.
Okay. So called. No public portion. All right. So the next thing we have to do is we have to elect the chair of the committee.
I'd like to make a motion that nominate Brian.
Anybody else wish to elect themselves?
No.
All yours. Okay. You want a chair that...
I would love a co-chair. Would you like the co-chair, Betty?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. All for Betty co-chairing?
Aye.
All right. Against? All right. So.
Well, here, I'm sorry, I forgot this too. I'm going to pass this around. If everybody could put their name and their email and their telephone, that way we'll have it for everybody. Sorry.
Hey, Betty, thank you. So, all votes in, we're going to say that I will be the chair and Betty Lally, co-chair. So, thank you very much, Betty, for helping us out in this endeavor. Okay, so the next thing on our list is to discuss options for the senior center. So, we have a list here, I think that you all have, correct? Now, we're looking at these things and we want to try to delegate them in a sense where we can see if this is a solution to assisting the seniors as it is right now in the city of Derby. I have seen a few things with potential opportunities to help with this list of grievances. What is the need to get a bus on the road? connected to a golf cart that could bring the senior centers to a parking garage to the center. I think that that's something that we can pursue, and that would be totally acceptable in trying to help the seniors. Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns on that?
So, when the Board of Aldermen or the mayor, when they formed this subcommittee, did they give us a couple of a list of things for us to find? Right, was it a piece of property to find out? Or if it was a property, remember when they formed this?
Yeah,
I
believe
like three or four things to report back to them?
I believe that it was to about finding a location in Derby.
Where is there?
I'm under the impression that we have a opportunity to resolve current issues with the senior center now, as well as look at current properties. Because I think the real importance is that we can look at problems that we can solve in our control, as opposed to right now. I'm saying right now. I'm not talking about the future Ansonia Senior Center. I'm saying right now that we can create to assist the seniors so we can do both.
Yeah, I agree. I'm all for that. But I just want to make sure that this, you know, subcommittee was tasked to do.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
Because I don't want to have a problem later on down the road that we were asked to do whatever it was, the three or four things. Can do that, but we have all this, so you know what I mean.
What happened?
I don't know.
To the idea of getting a $300,000 grant from the state in order to pursue going with Ansonia. What happened to that?
I'm just a note taker, so
that was being.
So
you don't have much time. You
that was
only
being
have
discussed.
For another
that,
few
I believe
weeks
with the
and
Board
it goes
of Aldermen.
Away.
Hold on. The question that Mr. DiGiovanni asked was the motion from the July 14th meeting was to establish a committee to evaluate locations in the city of Derby to operate a senior citizens community center. And then it laid out the membership of the committee.
Two spots Brian picked. One you can't use. That's where the dogs were. And the other one is not available. That's at the bottom of Sodom Lane.
No, I'm just telling you what they voted on.
No,
so the purpose, but the charge of the committee is what the Board of Aldermen voted on. I'm just reading what they voted on.
I understand
so
what you're saying, Mark, but I'm telling you the spots he chose when he first spoke that night was where they used to have the dogs,
yeah.
Right behind Big Y.
The kennel, yeah.
The kennel. And the one that's right at the bottom of Sodom Lane, which has been given to Derby but can be never used for anything except.
Yeah, I'm just that was before the committee was appointed.
Right.
I don't know who proposed what. There's other locations or what.
And that's
I don't
know. It's like a sanctuary.
But they were using it for the camping, for the Boy Scouts and everything else, so I think it's just something that has to research.
Well,
I already asked, and they said it's just open space. I don't think it can be built. It's never to be turned into anything but open space. It has to be demolished, all properties, and that's all. It probably makes sense to ask Corporation Counsel for a legal analysis of it so that it's not anybody's opinion or whatever, but legally. What does it say? I've not looked at it because
supposedly he gave it to the city, but it was only to be used like a bird sanctuary. Nothing was ever to be built on
open
there.
Space.
No one was ever supposed to live there or anything like that. It was only to be left as a sanctuary.
So what we need to ask Corporation Council,
yeah.
Search the title, and find out what the parameters were when. I forget the guy's name.
Onopiak.
Yeah.
Francis Onopiak.
Onopiak. When he gave it to the city, what it could be used for. Staff comes, and I think from my experience and what I know, you're 100%.
Right, because all the years, no one was able to do anything there. I know. I've lived up there
for
58
years.
Yeah.
And the
let's ask Corporation Council.
Yes.
You know, what we could use it for, what you can't use it for, and then we'll determine that, but.
And I think that maybe that might be, that might have originated with a private purchase. What could see.
And if he did give an opinion, then just send it to the committee, so that, then it puts it.
Right, we'll pull it out.
Then it puts it, whatever it is, it puts it, instead of speculating or whatever, then it's, everybody's on the same page.
Okay. All right.
I'll send them an email tonight or tomorrow.
Please do, thank you.
Talk about some of this, part of making a. Higher. Call me, whatever. I have that. That ideal. And in addition to that, those data, not just talking back and forth, but we want this, pull some data. Our data, it's our membership. We have a list of programming, parking courses. Programs. I was trying to make it. I do. I'm also certified. Loader. If we were to buy. That we're not knitting, crochet, quilting, but I did list social because social charity. we have the, yeah, we have the ability to increase our membership. did ask her what was the most popular.
And they have trainers come in?
No, but Doreen does a lot of, she has her own, she has instructors.
Okay, great.
And we do too. We pay, we have instructors that are paid.
Okay, yep.
And some of these, what I'd like to have done, and and put some of those
key words, target words, if you will.
Definitely. And programming, but I benefit of the program is I don't think we're just a center. Well, truly, I think sometimes there are people that have that impression. They are conscious when we're celebrating something. Well, they don't do that anymore.
Because
but
there's no place to park.
Well, it's not that. We bring the attention. I'm not making it. We have measurements of what the then took measurements. Set up for us. Equipment we have, let's say.
I've got a copy of the blueprint. Well, I got it on my phone.
No,
we could request, maybe we can request
a
copy.
We need a copy of their floor.
Their craft room,
yeah.
Quilting craft and something else. 21 square feet. Roughly, you can be going on measurement of the rectangle, but it's 4 by 16 4. Measure the quilting room in there. And that's half the size of that quilting room. Four sewing machines. I mean, there's no way.
We have two cabinets now.
Right. There's no way the quilters are fitting there, let alone bring everybody
what's
else.
What's the date on the print that you have?
We've been going down there looking at it, and so far now, they're still not going to be
able it's up to date, the one that you got?
I don't know
sure
if this
right
one is.
Sometime in January.
What do you think the
percentage
of people that quilt?
They told me it would
because
definitely
there's
be well, there's a hood that hasn't come in for the stove, and you can't open without that electrical hood put
there's
in.
Well, there's a lot more missing than the hood.
Well, that's one of the most important
the
things that haven't come in.
Right
now, we're running, I think it's 750 or 850, and I do the newsletters that we have, but that's Seymour, Shelton, Derby, Ansonia, you know,
I mean, I've been
we just send them newsletters, but they don't come
stuff.
All to the bit, to the.
No, but I think we need, if you know the membership number, the total.
I think it's,
that would be
I'm
weird.
Saying 850, but it might be 750. I can't, we just did the newsletters, too. You think I'd remember.
Could you find out for
I can. I'm going tomorrow. I'll find out I just did the newsletters you got in the mail. We just mailed them out.
And you wanted to collect what information on that?
He wants to know how many were. I'm not sure
how
if we did 750 or 850.
Yeah, the bulletin for them.
But those aren't just Derby residents.
Yeah.
We've got people from Shelton, Seymour,
and
Oxford.
That's the next question I have is where do they come from?
Oh, for the whole valley.
How many communities are coming?
No, no, they get the newsletter. They don't come to the center.
Well, even so, we, but you're already regionalized.
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Nobody comes. We had one lunch and I think there was 20 people there.
May I, Mr. Chair, I'm not a member, but I just, one of the things that I want, I should have spoken in the public portion, but I think is a valuable point that Ms. Lally brought up. And just for the record, my name is Mark Arfala, I'm the town clerk. The aspect of having evening programs, if possible, for mature adults, seniors, whatever terminology you want, I think that is something that is, that should be thought about, because many people who are, you know, technically could be members still work. So for those exercise classes or whatever they could be, it's probably worth the thought of that, because I know people that still work that would go, that might go.
But here's my problem, Mark. You're asking people our age to come out, walk from that parking garage in the dark, down that hall. Anybody can be out there. It's scary for us.
I'm not.
No.
This location.
He's not talking like our age. He's talking the mature adults.
No, you have to be over 50 to join.
Right.
You know, you have to be 55 or 58.
I'm on Medicare. I'm up there.
No. But I was not thinking about this situation now and this parking situation and the other issues that surround that. But just as a programming, if you're going to look at the analytics of it and the demographics, because don't forget, the amount of housing that is going to be built here. I mean, this is not a planning and zoning meeting, but Gino's not planning and zoning. He could talk to that. It should be in thinking about it, planning today, tomorrow, whatever. There's going to be a lot more housing and people.
But are these people going to be seniors?
I don't know the answer to that, but people are living longer. And the reality is, if we were to offer other things than the current level, the current types of things, that could be a differentiator, or maybe having a place that people, you know, like workout equipment or, you know, things that could also be potential revenue generators, but for seniors, you know what I mean? Or as part of Parks and Rec, or to kind of think about it in a broader way.
But again,
that's just conceptually, not...
Again, conceptually, that sounds wonderful,
right.
Except at nighttime, no parking on the street because you've got the bar over there. That pushes all the seniors into the parking garage, which means they've got to walk in the dark down that hallway. People are afraid today. They're afraid in that garage. Their cars are being robbed. Their cars are being broken into. I mean, it's scary for us.
I understand that.
I'm saying, if it was a separate, I mean, if you could just say, if we snapped our fingers and there was a perfect place that was flat on one floor with enough parking and all of that, that's really, I just think that if whatever it is, I think we need to think about stuff that goes on today, but also, like, what are we, what...
I understand.
That's just a conceptual
issue. But the thing of it is, we're going to do all of this, one that's here, our senior center that's here.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to spend all this money there. How much is left or less is this going to be than the $330,000 to go to Ansonia? I still don't know. I still don't understand why. Why are we talking about with them? Because it's like a no-brainer.
Well,
you don't have to do anything except spend that money and whatever expenses that you have.
Right. Well, right now there's no senior center. There is no Ansonia senior center.
Well, right now
it's not developed, and neither is right now the same thing that the mayor is designing, the redevelopment of the garage. Look at the mayor and his projects. He's talking about designing a new garage.
I would like to talk to him to see, much like other communities in the Northeast are doing, is creating a commercial base on the first floor and parking above the first floor and partially sectioning that for a potential senior center. And even if that's not, hold on a second, even if that's not the case, we're talking about an updated garage that would make all of these concerns null and void, because this garage would be updated, right? Lights, security, into the senior center. And we could talk about building a senior center, much like Mark was talking about. When the south of Main Street develops, we're going to have a lot more people getting, you know, one-bedroom, two-bedroom apartments, condos, whatnot. That's going to create this hub of community, and then we can, in turn, have a more centralized senior center.
Your construction. Talk to him about the garage.
Parking garage is not getting redesigned. Getting doors are going to go in. There's a plan. It was at the last Board of Aldermen meeting. Signed the plan.
But not approved, though.
Not approved.
Not approved.
Not approved.
Not approved. Not approved. They did the presentation. The architect was there. The builder.
But even fixing that up, what does it do for the seniors getting from this point to this point and
nothing.
Not being scared?
It does nothing.
What do you mean it does nothing? So, what I don't understand is your concerns with the senior center is that you don't have secure parking.
No. My concern is you've got to walk out of, here's the garage. You've got to come out here, walk down here, walk down here in order to get there.
Correct.
You come at night at 78 years old like I am, and there's some crazy nut who decides they want to rob you. Who's going to help me?
Right.
Nobody.
And I totally understand that. I'm saying that we can't redesign the elevator bay to go down closer to the senior center?
Why not? Things in between.
Right.
No, I understand that, but closer to the A side of the building.
The elevator has to stay where it is.
This is the problem with that garage.
So,
and this is my problem as a senior citizen. I stopped parking in that garage even during the day. I have a sticker, and I have a handicap sticker. I have a husband who has dementia and Parkinson's. I walked him through that garage. There's divots in the ground where you got to watch. Otherwise, you could fall over. And who's going to help me pick him up?
Well, you're right. What is going to happen in the parking garage is not going to solve any issues we have currently.
Absolutely not.
There's going to solve issues with the parking garage itself. Those
right.
The holes, the divots, the potholes, whatever you want. That,
I mean,
that's fine.
Fall from the ceiling onto your car.
Correct.
I pick up rocks and chuck
you're
them away every day.
You're 100% right. But whatever gets done with that garage is not going to solve the issue once you get to the exit of the garage to get
exactly.
to the new senior.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. That's the problem. What about where they're doing all that building downtown now? Is there any land there that we could use?
You mean
that
the development area?
Same idea. If we didn't do a let's make a deal, right?
That was
with
one of
somebody
my plans.
Was,
but how much would it cost to build a building?
And how long?
An ideal
portion of the developer of the building parking underneath in the new development.
And that's something
and the
that I think would be negotiated once that does come.
Once we get money, too.
Well, I think we could make something when a developer comes in and says, I want the south side of Main Street, no matter if it's piece off or one whole big piece, let's assume it's one big piece. The developer says, I want to put A, B, and C in this. Sign off on it. We sell them the piece of property. In that negotiation, and I'm not saying that this is what would happen, but there has been other times where you negotiate and you say, listen, you're going to put this up. We like it. It fits in that box. This box right here, 8,000 square feet on the first floor in Building A, is going to be our new senior center. He'll build that for us, negotiate whatever the negotiated price is, how it would cost, if it would be some type of tax base or if it would be some different price on the sale of the land, whatever the negotiation is. Those are all types of deals that you can use for that. But my only thing is, they're going to do 34, That's going to take another 3 years to complete. Then the south side's going to come after that. Maybe things get coincide. I would say, in my opinion, that it would take at least 5, 6, 8 years to get to that point because they sold it tomorrow. Nobody's going to start doing that side until 34 is done. So you at least have 3 years, maybe two and a half, and then you could start on the other side and kind of work in the same block. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done there. So I just don't think that that's a that's something that we should right now. I just don't think the time is there.
Well, I think you have a good point with that. I think that that's something that we're going to look at, is that we're going to look at key points when the development starts and the parcels are more structured.
Correct.
That was
but
kind
I think
of my
city
ideal.
City has an asset right now, and that's the building that they're in. My opinion, Board of Aldermen or this committee have you should look really look at what is that building worth that we're in right now? How much does it need? Couldn't we sell that building? Would somebody buy it tomorrow to put apartments in there right on this side, the north side of Main Street? That's a good spot, in my opinion.
Can we
sell that for
$300,000? Mark, when you were deciding that all those buildings were no good downtown and you broke them down, did you not realize that that building was as old as all the buildings that were across the street and is no more structurally better than what you thought was across the street? But you've got us in there. And I feel like, you know, if those weren't any good, why do you think this building is so good?
Well, I don't know about the structural integrity of this building. Those buildings were wood structure that were falling down. People were walking through. People were falling through the floors there.
I was in those buildings.
And there was a structural study done by a structural engineer of those buildings. It wasn't me only. But we wouldn't even be talking, with all due respect to the political geniuses of today, we wouldn't even be talking about Route 34 widening if that wasn't started 25 years ago when we got the money to do that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen by accident, and it doesn't happen overnight. So those were not taken down because somebody wanted to take them down. They would have had to take them down anyway if you wanted to widen 34.
But this one's no better than what was across the street. It really is. I mean, I've gotten in the elevator, shut the door, and the elevator stays there. And I'm frightened that it's not going to go down, and I've got to call Christine. Thank God I got a phone. Call Christine. Christine, I'm on the elevator. It's not going anywhere.
So
you know.
Do you really feel that structurally this senior center isn't sound?
I don't think so.
Should we shut down the senior center right now?
If that's what you want to do, go ahead. But I belong to Ansonia.
But if you truly feel that it's a health concern,
there's a lot of problems in that senior center. It's flooding once in a while. The air goes on, sometimes it doesn't. It's cold in there, and then it's hot in there.
Irregardless of all of this, irregardless of whether structurally sound or you can do anything to fix it up, still not conducive to be a senior center. You go to Shelton, you go to Seymour and Oxford. I had to go to Wallingford to meet somebody there, my friend, and she had me play Mahjong or whatever. And I could not believe this building. It's all on one floor. Everything's on one floor, and they have an exercise room in the back. Then they have another room that you play cards. It's not just one room to use.
Bocce on the outside.
Yeah, right. And they have things that are, that go on.
Antonio has bocce?
No, Antonio has. We're talking
and
about
Antonio isn't on one floor either. So we have to talk about the Utopia.
It is on one floor.
Well, it's elevated. It has an elevator.
To use an elevator to get in, and then you're on one floor.
Right.
That's a lot different than coming here and having to use the elevator to go up to exercise, and then you got to get back in the elevator if you want to go play cards, and then
And then the elevator doesn't go to the mezzanine level.
Right.
Then you got to walk.
The building wasn't set up like that.
It was the bank. So when you walked through, you had the foyer and you had the vaulted ceiling.
This is the problem. Is that nobody else has to contend with what we contend in this building. Mm-hmm. Without even thinking about the garage, it's not only the fact that it's not well kept, But people have, we're all old. And a lot of us have walkers, canes. You walking down that sidewalk with that, you have to be afraid of falling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a bad back now.
Wheelchair.
And I just don't know if I'm going to be able to do it anymore.
We got a golf cart, too. I mean, for now, because this is over until we, it looks like
golf
anything
cart.
We're going to build,
the golf
it's
cart, how often is it
going to
come
here?
You don't know when people are coming. I mean, how often is it going to stay there until everybody comes?
Well, this is one of her suggestions, so I guess the question would be for her.
Well, this
if
was
she
the committee's suggestion.
Okay.
Not
but
necessarily
so
Christine.
What's their thought on it, if this is one of their thought on it?
I don't know.
But that, to me, that is a good idea. Go through and you pick up. It's like the hospital.
I belong to other things too, and they're all one level.
The newer ones. I mean, it makes. I mean,
Shelton's not new, but Shelton was built like
well,
that.
Well, I'm saying relatively new. Speaking of these buildings you were talking about, part of the whole thing was we got the land behind BJ's for free from the state when we were talking about those buildings for free.
that would have been
a perfectly flat space to do it.
Everything.
Instead, we gave it away, essentially. It sold it for $200,000, 40 acres of land. So, I mean.
I mean, you
Varka would have been perfect,
going,
too. And that was $300,000.
I'm sorry.
Varka?
Oh, no, you didn't want Varka. Varka was loaded with asbestos. It would have cost $1 million to clean out Varka.
No,
trust me, it was $40,000 to clean the asbestos just on the floor in my garage, in my cellar.
They're using it. I mean,
yes, but they had to put the money into it. It cost us almost close to $40,000, not me personally, our insurance, just to do the floor in my basement. Because it had
Bob, you haven't spoke much. Do you have anything to say?
I'm just listening.
Bob's a good guy.
Smart.
Are you looking at a new place? Are you looking at?
Well, I think the reality is yes. I appreciate that. My thing that is that we have to find out what's good for the logistics of it, what is going to be easy to get to and from, what makes it best for the people to do the said services. So if Ansonia's footprint doesn't work for certain services, or if they're telling you that you have to park up at the church and drive down, supposedly that's not the case. But I'm trying to deter the conversation from making this versus Ansonia. This meeting is designed to see what the grievances are of this current senior center and possible solutions. And then from there, we can discuss what options are available. So,
I understand what you're saying, but you can't make, you can't make a stone change unless you're going to knock the building down and build it back up again. It's three floors. It was a bank. It's three floors. You've got to walk downstairs or you've got to take an elevator that sometimes doesn't work. Walk in on the first floor. When we come in to play bingo on, like, tomorrow, we have to wait for the people to finish eating from the lunches that are being brought in from the team.
Yep.
Or we're waiting for people who are exercising to be done so that tables can be moved so we could play bingo. Everything centers in that one room. It's not like we were to be sectioned off. That's it. The kitchen is right there. Everything is centered in one room. That's it. And everybody
there's
has
not
to
in that room.
There's right.
Not in that room.
There isn't.
Well,
so,
I'm just saying the things that I laid out of collection works for us. One, and help. If you put all this data and start putting in application form, you have a lot of information now collected. Whatever.
I don't think that's what this committee. trying to be.
Yeah, I don't think we appear to be an option.
I know that this committee was supposed to search for either property or building, so forth and so on, to see if there was anything available.
And I respectfully disagree partially with that. It's my understanding that we were to look at this, and we were to look at possible exercises to bring the building up to par as well. Now, clearly, this meeting is going in the sense that that's not capable. So we've already, you know.
Well, I mean, that's fine. I mean, if you want to,
right.
If you want to do that, I mean, this laundry list of stuff here, you need to.
I have. And I have, as a firefighter here for 10 years, I've been in that building multiple times.
Right.
Okay. All right. So I do know that building. My point is that we were looking at this list, okay, and you being part of the subcommittee have partially agreed that this list is not worth trying to tackle.
How much is it going to cost? I mean, this is the thing. Everything's going to be money.
Well, the elevator.
Of course.
I know the elevator is like $300,000.
Right.
Because they don't even make the parts to do that.
Exactly.
And that was the price that was guesstimated years ago, I think, when you guys had the problem there, when I was there. It was before I was even alderman, I think, to be honest with you. And I know that there was a price.
When I first looked at this, I said, oh, my God, it's going to cost well more than $300,000 to do all this stuff, and I'm not a builder.
Well, the problem with the $300,000 is I own property in Derby. I pay taxes.
Me too.
I don't want my tax dollars going into an Ansonia building. And I don't even know if that's legal, if that's got to go to referendum or if people have to.
I mean, first of all, we need to.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Our taxes are going to go into Ansonia. It's also going to benefit Derby.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Part of the agreement, agreement that was on the table did not include any capital improvements, nothing like that. $300,000 was the upfront over 10-year period, $30,000 a year. So we need
into
to.
Into their building. Though,
there wasn't know. Into their building.
That was, they're over budget. It's into their building. They need that money to finish working.
We weren't on the hook. According to the one that the final one that we voted on, if you read the thing, it stated that the $300,000 was the upfront cost. We would split 50% of the operating cost. Whatever happens to the roof, the light switch, the door, all that stuff did not cost Derby. According to the documents that I read.
Yeah, later on, but why do they need $300,000? I have rental property. I don't tell my tenant, you got to remodel this before you move into it, and it's all mine.
The $300,000 was the upfront cost so that our senior citizens would have the same amount of investment, same amount of say, the same amount of say as an Ansonia resident. There would be no difference between an Ansonia resident and a Derby resident. They would be equal, even though it was in Ansonia. So they would be able to sit on the board. They would be able to say, oh, I want sewing on Tuesday. Let's take a vote. If you go to Ansonia, if you go to Shelton, you don't live in that town. You don't have a say
right.
in that.
But they do here. We have people on our board,
correct.
The executive
yes.
board that
yes,
are from
ma'am.
Out of town.
You're right. You're
and
right. And you
and we
voted
don't
on it.
For 30,000 from them either.
You voted on it, though.
I never agreed to this.
You voted to have them on the committee.
You voted to have them on the executive.
Yes, but I'm saying we didn't charge them anything to stay in the Ansonia. We have the ability to sit on their board. Famous in Ansonia. Wanting us to do that.
Right. And, but here's my thing.
Well, do you think
the
that we
budget,
just go and use it for free?
The budget that
they're
we pay.
They have
free.
Prices.
They're coming
they
here.
Yeah, yeah, but they charge
they
a membership.
They don't pay
the
membership?
So here's the thing.
No, no. I just want to clarify one thing that's been totally misrepresented through this whole process. There are, for the people that are not involved in the senior center, this is really for the people that are not involved in the senior center. There are, when we're talking about boards, there are two boards. There's the Elderly Commission that is established by ordinance of the City of Derby that oversees, that really has the
legal oversight of the, of the senior center. That group was never part of it, of the discussion. Then there's the membership board, which is anybody that signs up, the 700 or whatever the number is, and they elect among themselves. The elderly commission is appointed by the mayor and approved by the Board of Aldermen. The membership board is elected by the membership itself.
Right.
Derby people, Ansonia people, it's a mixture of people, right? I mean, it's a, it doesn't matter. The other one is the elderly commission is just Derby. So the new or the proposed was to have a board, a governing body, which would be, I forget if it was half and half or whatever it was. I don't remember. It's been so much, but there would still be a membership board. So that's just another issue that was kind of who was being talked to through this whole process and not talked to, perhaps, you know, was part of the confusion, but that's a whole thing.
But we all pay taxes and do.
So I don't want my tax dollars going to an.
Well,
I'm
not
happy
about
my tax dollars going to the Derby High School either.
Right.
Well, I don't have children at all. Never did.
And neither do I. But I got it. I pay it. You know.
Exactly.
But listen, I don't think that this board was tasked to, we were tasked to find a space or a building or an option. If there were any out there.
Right. So if you find a building and you have to fix it up.
Correct.
First you have to pay the bill.
I agree with you.
Then you have to fix it up. So you're going to pay a hell of a lot more taxes.
Correct.
Than you're going to pay if you spend
$300,000. Because we have earmarked $3 to $4 million by the state, but we have never gone for it. We've never put in applications. We've never told them what
we, right now for the $300,000. We can put in an application right now from the state for the $300,000. No one's done it. It can be done.
So
you don't have to put it.
Where's the $3 or $4 million earmarked? And where did that come from?
The state of Connecticut.
From what? Where did it come from?
Our representatives got it, but everybody thinks we're just going to be handed the money. Nobody wants to go in and
so there's $3 or $4 million
earmarked.
For what? For Derby, period? Or for the senior center?
No, we have to apply for it. So if we said we want to use that money for the
senior
center, then we fill out all the paperwork, we get everything set, we get it lined up.
And when was this done or passed? Or how did we go?
That's been there for a long time.
So
why hasn't anybody
applied for the
get me money, get me
that's
money.
That's a good question.
Why hasn't anybody done that?
That's a very good question.
Why hasn't anybody?
No grant writer, that's why.
I'm sorry, but I didn't know anything about it.
Grant writer in Derby.
Let's go.
Well,
and
they just
guess everything.
Very quiet.
The mayor's
no
grant writer.
Very quiet applying for it.
Okay, go ahead. Mr. Chair, may I just?
Yes.
I think there's a lot of good points that are made. But however, in addition to what will help ultimately help the decision makers, meaning the tax board and the Board of Aldermen, ultimately you got to bring a recommendation to them, which really was not done before. Ms. Lally's point of collecting the data, it's not going to cost anything to assemble the existing data to say how many, whatever, the size of the room, like you're saying. There's obviously a glut on, you can't just have a senior center with one big room. That doesn't work because then there's going to be time. You got to clean up lunch so bingo
that's
could
what
come
we're
in.
Doing.
You got to clean up bingo so the Tai Chi people could come in or whatever it is.
Exactly.
But having data and facts is really critical. It's going to be critical to grant writing. It's critical to the vision to say, what do we need? Like, what do we need? I don't.
Who's going to write the grant? No, there isn't anybody to write a grant.
That's a separate issue. I don't know anything. I'm not sure what any of that previous conversation was all about. But that's not the point. If you have data to say, like, say how many, like, you guys are involved, and nobody really knows what the membership number is. You know what I'm saying?
I know it's
no, no,
seven,
and I'm not.
Eight,
but my point
I'm
is,
sorry,
we have
remember.
To have it be so that all the decision makers. Because I mean, my observation on this whole process is, there was no real productive communication. Certain people had information that kept it quiet. It was not shared. So the point of the matter is, the facts are the facts.
Yeah, like the $3 or $4 million we just found out about.
And the whole the whole genesis of this conversation about a regional senior center. I mean, it's not about pointing fingers. I mean, that's and it's okay in this post COVID time. It's okay to gather as senior adults and have fun. You know, just not to disagree with what you said, but it's, yes, it should be a fun and social thing. And a service to that segment of the community, just like we provide a service to kids with Parks and Rec and the schools. But my point is to not lose sight of the fact that to get the data to say there's this many people, they're from these towns. So there's not like a fight. This is the fact. It is what it is. And what's the daily census? Like, how many people go to lunch? How many people go to these things, bingo, whatever, I don't know, whatever, the events, to say, this is who we're serving, and this is how, no, I'm just saying as an exercise.
No, but what I'm trying to say is maybe we get 10 or 12 people. Nobody wants to park in that garage and come there.
Okay, but COVID had an impact. Somebody said because the mayor doesn't go, I can't imagine that people go because the mayor goes or not. I don't know. Whoever the mayor is, the politics aside of that. But the point of the matter is, to have a certain amount of data to say, like, I don't know how many people crochet. I'm left-handed. I would love to do it as therapy, but I never could get the handle of it. But the point is that it really, whatever the charge is or whatever it is, it should be an exercise to say, look, here's what the need is and here's what we need, probably on one floor with safe, accessible parking.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, that's because – it's really this exercise and this process, were it done in the beginning, it would have yielded a whole different discussion. And again, I'm an observer.
We were so gung-ho about moving to Ansonia because it was on one floor. They were allowing so many parking spaces, which was gated in to go into the thing. You take an elevator up, you're in the thing.
How many parking spaces?
Well, we originally, it was originally 30, and then we argued for 40, but the problem is that they can't guarantee more than 30 because the parking garage is not fit. But then again, that was
what?
Yeah, that's you know, that's not really the conversation of this meeting.
That's what I wanted to do with some of the data, was to compare it to what Ansonia is proposing, and that's why I wanted their floor plan to find out size of rooms, how many rooms.
Well, I mean, maybe it makes sense.
We have the money to build another place, but we don't. I do know that some people that go to their program. I can't do all of them.
No, but maybe,
well,
but maybe it makes sense. Maybe,
don't
but
have a place to put it right now.
Right.
Well, may I suggest a couple things?
Yes.
Just because you could talk all night till Christmas, and I'm not in a rush. I'll stay as long as you want. But perhaps empower the chair and the co-chair to get the data.
From the
staff and bring it back so you could look at it and
but
say
I
what.
I just don't want people just arguing back and forth.
No, but you got to, but you have to get it.
It's
the
purpose. We're trying to work toward a goal here.
Yeah,
right.
But then the other thing is though, but just to satisfy what the charge of the or part of the charge of the committee is, everybody put your thinking caps on, and submit a list of.
What would the data do if the building never changes?
No, but submit a list of locations.
Yourself.
Are there locations? I don't know. It's like nobody has the market cornered.
Yeah,
the problem is, where is land in Derby?
I don't disagree. No, but I don't disagree with your point, but you have to start and say, look, we asked the committee. If anybody has an idea, even if you don't like it, or there's no such thing as like a bad idea or a stupid idea or whatever, to use a negative word, look at it and say, if an OPX was put out there, get the thing from Corporation Council. It'll either be or yes or no, and then you move on.
Push that to the side.
But instead of somebody saying, you're saying, oh, an OPX, say, a person says, oh, an OPX out, and somebody else says, no, it's in. In, out. Get an answer. Just, and then it could be kept on the list or put off the list. I mean, it's not democracy's not pretty. You have to go through the process, get the information, and make the decision based on information, not emotion. Like you know, because look, the safety is an emotional thing, but it's not just emotional. It's a real thing, right?
Exactly.
If people don't feel safe.
But our idea was if we moved to Ansonia for $300,000, you want to sell that building, you sell that building. You don't have to build anything anymore. We're there. We're done. We're in a safe place. Where
that's
we
your opinion,
I don't,
and there's other people who have other opinions. That's what we're getting at. We're trying to build information. So
a lot of people
I
talk to in the senior center want to leave.
Data and we can get some information and compare to what Ansonia has. We don't even have a floor plan of Ansonia.
Room that you're going to have to clean up and have your Tai Chi and everything on the floor there because there's no place else. You're going to have to use that one big room for eating, bingo, and the same thing. It's going to be the same.
Well, but,
no, I don't think so.
Well,
I
don't, I'm, and again, it's probably helpful to get the floor plan, which is a public document.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a public document, so it really should not be.
It's public information, so.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We'll get it. We'll figure out what you need.
I'll
so,
get it for you guys tomorrow and email
yeah.
it to you guys
tomorrow. So, no, thank you, Mark.
The kid that's running the bingo on Sunday, he works for the city of Ansonia.
All right, so. We have some good information to go forward. We're going to collect the data, the current registration. We're going to get that information.
Did everybody sign that list
yeah,
so I have
yeah.
the communicate?
Okay. Emails as well?
Let me see that.
She
one.
Knows.
Oh.
Okay. Just so we have it.
So we're going to collect the current information on the senior center, right? We're going to
mm-hmm.
see all the residents.
The programming.
Okay. The programming.
And
I have all your notes.
I'll see Christine tomorrow. I'll
and,
ask Christine
the
all these questions
if
tomorrow.
You could, the community.
Yeah, I do the newsletters. I know there's Shelton, Ansonia, Seymour.
Okay. That's fine.
And I think there's a couple from Oxford.
Do they still send out to that postage place?
I don't understand.
Somebody
does it, I think.
Yeah, because they used to run a report. And it would do it by zip code, and she had a whole report as to how much you had to give them in postage, but it was name, it was everything.
Well, they don't need 1,000 newsletters, but in order to get that postage, they must
you
buy 1,000 newsletters.
Because it's basically a company.
1,000 newsletters.
Okay.
But we don't put out I think the total we put out is 750.
But it's a company like that does church bulletins, like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
they do they sell the
yeah. So they have to buy 1,000 of them, but we don't need 1,000. And we ended up, you know, and then they do fillers if we have fillers and stuff, and we fold them, tape them, put the labels on them. But I do know there's Ansonia, Seymour, Shelton, Derby, maybe a couple from Oxford.
Okay.
I'll get you the information from.
Well, that would be
yes.
helpful.
So
you should be able to. That's an access database.
It's public information.
Be able
yeah.
to pull a report
yeah.
out of that.
And then I'll.
I can ask Christine to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
She
should be able to pull a report out of that. Probably even all the.
What's
the
committee? The addresses. I mean
the
demographics.
Number of, the number of members.
Yeah.
Right.
I believe
it was 750, but it could be 850. I can't remember. I just sit down and we fill them and boom, I fill.
So, Mr. Chair, what do we need the staff to find out for information, just so that we know exactly what information do we need?
Well, we need to get the demographic pro forma, right, which is how many members, if you document what they activities they do.
The number of members.
Number of members.
How many programs we have at
our senior
center?
Is there a marking of what programs they take? I know you were talking about.
I'm trying to categorize the program so she doesn't have.
Right.
We're
so
doing
the. So the categories
okay.
of programs.
Uh-huh.
Program. Categorization of programs.
And
yeah.
then.
And then cities serviced by the city of Derby.
The community.
And I have written down here the legal opinion on the Onopiak property
yep.
and the floor plan from the Ansonia.
Mm-hmm. So I have that written down as well, so collect data, the demographics of City of Derby.
You want the number of members and the cities that they come from.
Right, as well as, is it documented to what programs that they use?
Run a report.
Either don't.
Why don't you sit with her and get what you face from your, list, what she had on the list.
Right, okay, all right.
I want to ask you one other general question.
Sure.
I keep using that term.
Offhand, I don't know. We could find out, well, the census is new, so we could find out.
Ron keeps telling me, yeah, that's, you know, that's.
They ever fixed the garage in Ansonia?
What's that?
They ever fixed the garage in Ansonia?
Yes, they're working on, they worked on it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's.
How do you know?
Necessarily true.
Because the kid that works for the city runs the bingo on Fridays, and I talk to him all the.
No, because at least somebody knows.
Yeah.
Which bingo is Friday? Who's bingo on Friday now?
I mean, it was like $1 million to fix the garage floor.
No, it's not at the city, it's at the church.
The bid went out, the bid was received by Ansonia, and it was awarded to Capasso, so yes.
It was like $1 million, wasn't it, to fix that floor?
I do not know that.
In Ansonia?
Yeah.
When is the project going to be complete with the?
That I don't know.
He told me they're trying to open on, in January.
I saw something today, it said December, but.
Well, they were, like I said, they're waiting, I know they.
No, it was just today, that's why, I mean, I'm not up on it, so.
So that could be true.
But like I said, he asked me if we had applied for that grant.
I'm going to put that out.
Oh, no.
And, you know, because he came over to the table and he said, did they apply for the grant yet? And I said, I don't know, and we don't have a person who could write the thing up for the city, so we got nothing.
I didn't help her, because I said, you got to see what you're going to have to do, so they have to pull open the door and get in, they don't have the.
Closers?
Yeah.
What I saw on Facebook said that the senior center was opening up in December.
They were hoping to do that.
Nothing about the garage, though.
No, I know, it just talked about the senior center.
He said they fixed the garage, he works for the city, he works in the maintenance in the city, but he's running the senior center down there. Christine all the time, and asks her questions and stuff.
All right, well, I think we have a good agenda for next month, I think that.
If we can kind of come in with some.
Yeah, come in with some stuff.
Well, it probably makes sense, if people have locations or ideas, put it on the table, get it out there.
I just don't know where you would go in Derby, where is a place in.
I don't know.
There's so little property.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, well.
Why don't we send out an email and see who's available, that's probably the best.
Yeah, and then, Betty, I'll call you or text you, figure out, I'll put a consensus, we have the, what is that app, Doodle?
Doodle could work.
Yeah, we could do Doodle, and then we could figure out, have you.
So, I mean, it's almost, I mean, what, in a few days, it's going to be December 1st.
Right.
So, I don't, holiday and everything, do you think any of this information we need back will be ready before Christmas, realistically? Probably not.
No, probably not, no, I'm not saying it's.
I think the earliest we could do it is sometime after the holidays in January, would be my opinion.
That way we could set up a time that makes, set a regular schedule, then you could do it that way.
Okay.
So when we send that out, we'll start in January, I think.
All right, okay.
Just to be realistic.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Trying to jam it in is going to.
You know, I'm just trying to keep a presence in this and keep the motivation going, but that's a very valid point. All right, so let's strive for the second week of January.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the 8th, I think.
Correct.
If we could send out an email or.
We'll send out something.
People that aren't here too, and we'll just throw it up together.
Yeah.
That would be the 10th.
The Tuesday would be the 10th.
The 9th.
So it's January 8th, 9th, 10th.
9th.
9th, 10th, and 11th.
The 9th is the Monday.
Monday, correct.
That's the second Monday.
Yeah, correct. All right, so let's strive for that week.
Yeah, that week would be better.
And then I'll send an email link with the doodle. It's basically what you do is you can choose days and
Does
times.
Does everyone get email?
I get email. Yeah. What a doodle is. I have no
idea. Right.
Well,
you'll click. Basically, you click on the link.
Okay.
If you can't, just call me and I'll plug it in for you.
Right.
But you basically click on the link and say, which days work for you?
Yeah.
So
you're
then
lucky.
it'll.
You're lucky I turned the computer on.
Right. And then you say what days won't work for you, so we won't even choose those dates.
But
yeah.
What I would like to see.
I'll send it to Mark, and then he could do
what... I'd be more than happy to...
Or Brian.
And we have the big printer, so we can print it out in a, you know, a larger copy.
Oh, good. Oh,
you know, not...
Yeah,
so not,
oh.
You know... It'll,
when they did the St. Rayfield building, that Bethel Street...
Yeah, we could get that. If they send that, we can, that's,
but
we can.
But I'd be easier to get it from you, because I could just, you know, come to the office.
Yeah.
You can find out where that $3 and $4 million is, because I'd like to know where that is.
Where do you think Woodbridge,
yep,
and all those people got the money
they got
from? They pursued it,
yeah,
and they went after it, and they got it.
They got it.
We got bupkis, because nobody pursued it.
There is a lot of money that gets
we
left on the table
and
every
nothing
year.
Happened with that committee except voting down the senior center. They could have pursued
well,
that.
That's
well, what do you think we're trying to do now?
No. But before you knocked it down, you could have pursued that money and saw that maybe there was something we could have gotten.
We can't pursue it. It's got to come from the administration. We can't just go to the state and say, okay,
but
us is our little committee. We want this money. It's
not
all
about
the funnel through the mayor.
We voted the senior center down, the committee. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Fun, finished. We don't need it. You seniors go screw
right.
yourselves.
That's no.
Well,
for the
no.
record, that is
because
not what we
if
said.
He didn't say that,
but
all
why
of a sudden,
say no to something that? You know what Derby is surprised of?
Somewhere.
Your grandmother lives here.
I live here. My great grandfather lived here. My
yes,
grandfather lived
right.
here.
Right. And we're seniors. Derby is made up of mostly seniors
right.
now.
Right.
Nobody
that's
wants to come to Derby
said.
That's young. So when the seniors asked for one thing, they got voted down. That hurt us.
So you've been here for decades, right?
I've
yeah,
been here.
Right.
I'm 78 years old. I lived 3 years out of the or 2 years out of Derby.
Okay.
Other than that, 56 years I've lived here all
right,
my life.
Right. Yeah. And you worked in the city or you?
I worked here.
Yeah.
I've worked for the city of Derby.
Okay.
For 23 years.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like I haven't done anything here or contributed to Derby, or haven't paid taxes. I owed a home in Derby. I owed several colonials. I've paid my share.
Mm-hmm.
But we're paying all this money for all these schools that we don't need and all these teachers that we don't need. And when the seniors come and ask for something...
Well, okay.
I
appreciate what you're saying, but I'd like to end this meeting because I think we're getting off on a tangent, and I'm sure a lot of us don't want us on this.
Just one quick thing. If you didn't question it, the VCOG wouldn't have come up with that $300,000.
Right. So.
So I mean, if they come up with the $300,000, fine. But if he didn't question it, we'd have been dishing it out when we could have got it from someplace else.
My point is, we have to ask questions. We have to ask. There's money there.
But the last time I came to a meeting with you, somebody brought up the fact that you could get $300,000 from the state, yet no one pursued
that. In fairness, though, the $300,000 came in after they voted on it. The $300,000 came after they voted on it.
Right.
But look, there's a lot of unspoken things. You know, I mean, it's a small town, so there's like no secrets. And you know, there's frustration all the way around this issue. Everybody has could have their opinion about looking back, what happened, this and that. The point is, people have to work together toward a better solution.
But when I left that night, Mark, I assumed that committee that we came and listened to was going to pursue the idea of asking the state for the $300,000.
That issue came up after they voted it down. And now, why it was never brought back, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. That particular night when the ex-mayor was here and your girlfriend was here, and he was here, and he was here. They brought that up.
If you read the article, the mayor was the one in Walt that went down there and said that the money is there. So that's where you wanna.
The board of, the full board of, I don't remember.
That's where you wanna check.
I don't know, but that's where I got it from, we got it from.
Right, but if you read that article, they were the two people, so you wanna go to check with them and see where it is in the scheme of things.
But it needed to go to a committee to be voted on.
No, that was, no, not that point.
Because somebody had to request it from the state, and then somebody had to write, I'm telling you, the kid from Ansonia came to me two Fridays ago before Thanksgiving and said to me, Doc, did they apply for that $300,000 grant yet? And I said, I don't think so.
Well, that's not, well, motion to adjourn, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
All right, second, all right, thank you.
All right, the time is 7:15 PM, meeting's adjourned. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
7:15.